This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Okay, so I'm going to change my follow-up question
to
how awesome is it or scary to walk around with a flamethrower?
It's mostly awesome. Because definitely I've had a couple scary moments. But overall, it feels pretty cool. It adds a natural badass kind of component. But it's nice.
You can train marshmallows from like...
About half an hour of, before we started shooting, we went to the stunt guy's studio and they showed us how, stand there, you put it on your back, you shoot the thing.
And what's the rush the first time you do it like?
Well, I still have yet to actually burn an actual person.
Just as well.
But we are doing that because the stunt people who have like this fire retardant gel, and so they're not even covered. It's like their own skin, but they've got this gel on and you're burning them. So I'm a little bit nervous about doing that.
Too.
But kind of excited. Yeah.
How often do you get to blow somebody up?
I know, really. It's pretty special.
I want to go back when you got the role. What kind of audition did you give to make you think you're a scientist? And it was just a matter of like, what head did you get into?
Well, I come from a pretty scientific family. My sister's a neurologist and my brother's an engineer, and so I kind of just thought about them and their personalities and the way they carry themselves and the way that they speak, and I sort of tried to carry that in with me. Just you know, there's nothing you can do other than try to convey a certain intelligence, you know, and that's all. That's all I really could do.
Is there a lot of testosterone on set? I mean, I know you're not the only female, but it's mostly...
Yeah, it's definitely mostly, and it's very like the Viking like men too, and they're great. They're so much fun, and they have so much energy, and also of course Joel and Eric and the other non-Norwegian male cast members are all fantastic as well. But the actors from Norway are just really, they're really awesome to have around, and it feels like a really cool unique experience to get to work with them because it's so rare to have such a group. You know, such a diverse cast. It's been really fun.
Are you learning any words?
I've learned a couple of lines in Norwegian from the script that I've just been that I would throw out just to kind of throw everybody off. But for the most part, I just know nei and ja. Yes and no.
I think I know those two.
So now, is Sigourney Weaver an inspiration for you when you do a role like this?
I think that character is so iconic that it's almost impossible to not have it in the back of your mind sometimes. And that's Alien is one of my favorite films, and it's one of Matthias's favorite films. So I think that that's kind of a tentpole for future, women action characters in general. So I definitely respect that performance and admire it a lot. Although I haven't watched it in forever, and I'm not watching that movie, coming in and trying to emulate her or anything like that. No.
We've asked a bunch of people where they were when they first saw the thing. You weren't even born when it came out.
I know,
So when did you first experience it and kind of like know about it?
Well, I bought it on DVD probably about 4 years ago or so, and that was the first time I saw it, and I was blown away. I was just like, how have I not seen this movie before? And I'd never even heard of it before. Before that, and I thought it was so good and so legitimately scary, which being around horror stuff for a while, it's pretty hard to scare me. And I was really frightened and really creeped out by that film, and thought the performances and everything about it was really great. So I loved it.
How did you buy it?
I think my boyfriend actually, it was one of the films that he loved, so we bought it and he wanted to show it to me, and it was great.
How, in terms of the horror movies, I know you've done Final Destination and Black Christmas, right? How is this one, I guess, different, not only, tonally, but as an experience filming?
It's been very different. It's really collaborative. It's really focused on performance, which has been really great. Matthias is all about authenticity and doing what feels right, in your gut. If you're saying a line of dialogue that's coming out sounding cheesy and false, then you change it. You come up with ideas and use your own intellect and mind and creativity as an actor and say what you think and what you would think would work better, and those ideas are actually heard, which is it's pretty amazing and sort of a rare, I think, experience to have on set. So it's been really fun.
In every movie, there's always a little bit of a wardrobe what you get to wear, and I'm assuming that on this one, this is not the clothing you're planning on taking home.
I don't think so. I think I'll be glad. I might burn this, actually, but the end of it. It's a little, it's hot. I'm in a parka every day, but it's good. It works for the movie, and I'm glad that you know, they didn't try to go any other route with the female character. You know?
Have you seen the original movie and being the woman in this movie, like one of the few women in this one? I mean, what do you think that this brings to the dynamic and the movie makes this movie different?
Right. Well, I think it's, to me, I think it's a good thing because it sort of puts it out there that we're not doing a remake of the John Carpenter movie. I mean, it sort of says out in the open, like, these are different characters, different people in, you know, similar scenario, but it's not the same film. And so I think having a woman brings that different dynamic from the get-go. And it's kind of an interesting thing, I think, to have a 1982 young girl coming into this kind of scientific environment in Antarctica. The way that they would all react to her, everyone would have an opinion about, you know, her being there, because it would be a rare and kind of a, you know, different thing for them all to have a woman suddenly, you know, coming on the base. So.
Is there, like, a hostility that greets you when you come here? Or?
I think everyone has a different view of each other, which is one of the interesting things about the film and the cast, I think, is we all know sort of off the bat who we feel like we might be able to trust and who we feel like is a little bit off, and then that all kind of, you know, seeps into when the thing starts invading and we feel like instantly want to attack certain people because we feel like that person can't be trusted, and then in the end it's all just paranoia and, you know, taking over.
Well, with the original movies, it kind of started with, like, the helicopter chasing the dog, and it kind of started
right.
Really up. We didn't really meet the characters until, like, we kind of met the characters as it went along.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this one, I get the impression, is it something a little more where we get to meet your character beforehand, or
right.
Is it a matter of, like, you coming into it just as it's all going?
Well, you know? We did do a scene. There is a scene sort of setting up who she is and where she comes from, a brief scene before we get into, you know, the base in Antarctica, which I think they just wanted to have just to kind of give the audience an idea of who she is and why she would be coming there, and, you know, make it all make sense for them. So we do have that. But other than that, everyone is introduced at the base.
So this is Matthias's first feature. He's coming from Europe. Have you noticed things that he brings that are a little different than other directors? This is, like I say, his first time.
I definitely, I've never worked with someone who's so open and collaborative as he is, and, you know, I don't know if that's a European thing or if that's just who he is, but he's always, you know, willing to hear what you have to say, and if you say, like, I really don't feel comfortable with the scene, you know, it's going to change. You know, he wants to do whatever makes you feel most at ease and most comfortable and happiest, and that's the way he is with everybody across the board, so that's been really, just a really wonderful experience, and I really, really loved working with him.
Can you talk a little bit about your rehearsal process or how you got ready for this film? Were there certain films that you watched? Were there
right.
certain things you studied? Did he suggest, you know, doing certain things?
Well, you know, obviously watched the original film a bunch of times, and also we watched Encounters of the End of the World, the Werner Herzog film, and sort of things like that, trying to get a feel for what it would be like and what kind of person would come to this remote area and give their lives to this kind of a job. And I spent a lot of time with a young paleontologist who lives here in Toronto and kind of got to know him a little bit and got to see his lab and how they work and things like that, and just trying to get into her headspace as to why she's so passionate about what she does and sort of in hopes that would help me figure out who she was.
Now, having done this a few times, can you just turn on and off the fear? Because, you know, you were out here, you were
right.
chatting with us,
yeah.
boom, heart breathing, back out here.
You know, I guess it can come rather quickly, you know. I certainly have to get into a different headspace, but I certainly am not somebody who's going to spend all day in that frame of mind, you know. I've got to have some peace in between, so,
and
yeah.
Does it get easier with each film to get into that space?
Yeah, I mean, I used to, when I first started out, I used to really have to, like, I would listen to my iPod all day, and I would just get in these really, like, these moods and stuff, and then, you know, you kind of realize that there's so much downtime on a set, that you just kill yourself if you're gonna go about it that way. So you have to learn a little bit of technique to kind of back up that, you know, the real emotion.
So you're happier on set now.
Right, exactly.
Can you talk about interacting with the creatures and with the humans as they're morphing, I guess? Can you talk about, I mean, obviously you started doing this a couple weeks ago, and can you talk about how getting to that and seeing these things for the first time and
right.
kind of, like, you know, interacting with them?
It's been pretty cool. I mean, I was really excited that we were working with a lot of practical creatures and getting to actually react off of stuff that was really there. Obviously, we're not doing that today, but we have been. And it's I'm so, I guess not so used, but I've done a few things where you're reacting only to, like, a green screen and a mark and a tennis ball, and you're just supposed to be freaking out, and, you know, when you have no idea what anything looks like. And so what we're doing here is going to be married with some CGI and to sort of make it a bit more than it is. But even as it is now, a lot of it looks so cool and so terrifying and creepy, and it really kind of boosts the morale when you feel like, oh, this is looking awesome. You know, you really want to keep doing a good job and putting all your efforts into it. It's great.
Are you planning on running for mayor of Toronto?
Maybe I should, actually. That's a good idea.
It's like a second home for you now?
It is, yeah. I think I've spent about 10 months here in the past like year and a half, so yeah.
Is it in your rider? I need to film in Toronto.
Surprisingly not. It's just so coincidental and crazy that I've done back-to-back films here, but I'm happy. I mean, this is like the coolest town that I could possibly hope to shoot in, so it's great.
Talk a little bit about the character dynamic between you and Joel's character, because obviously you're the leads. So is there a romance or any sexual tension, anything, or is it just strictly, there's the thing, we can't, no time for that.
Exactly.
No time for that.
Yeah. No, I really can't. I can't imagine fitting in any sort of romantic element into this kind of environment. It would just seem, really forced and odd. So no, I mean, really their connection is that they find some sort of level of trust within each other, and you know, that's just one of those things where you meet someone and you feel like you recognize something in them that you find that you can trust, and that's really all it is. And then they kind of form this bond and are able to stick together, you know, through the whole thing where everything else is starting to fall apart. But yeah, no sexual tension. If anyone finds any sexual tension, it's completely imagined by them.
Well, do you admire that they don't try to pigeonhole that into
Yes, absolutely. That's one thing that I loved about it when I read it. It was like, this girl could be, you know, it's similar to the Ripley part, it could be played by a guy. You know, you could change the name. It doesn't have to be. There's no feminine characteristics about her. Other than that she is a woman. So that I really like, and I like that I'm not the girlfriend, or I'm not the mistress, or I'm not these kind of roles that you get pigeonholed into as an actress. So it's great.
You guys are filming an anamorphic widescreen. Do you pay attention to that kind of stuff? And like, are you like looking at framing and seeing how it's all playing out? Or
you know, I do a little bit. I mean, I love how it looks, and I'm really happy. I think the lighting and everything is beautiful, but I can't really, I'm not the type when I'm working that can focus too much on that stuff. I just have to kind of, I'll look and make sure everything looks okay, maybe, or most of the time I don't even look, because I don't know, it just messes with your head a little too much. I'd rather kind of just stay focused on my job and trust that they do theirs.
Do you like watching playback? Do you, or?
I do, yeah. I mean, I like watching it. I like it just because it, especially when it's looking good, because then it's just kind of cool. It just makes you excited to be at work and to know that people are doing good work and you know. But I don't tend to look at dailies or anything like that, just because people are always.
You're not up here, though.
It's actually getting louder.
Yeah,
this guy's going, yeah, maybe I should drill too, because
right, yeah, might as well. Maybe the whole interview should just be drilling.
As you talk, just get louder and louder.
Right.
You know? Just start screaming at us.
Oh, God.
We'll take it.
I have no idea what I was saying, but
we're talking about watching dailies.
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm not, I enjoy watching that stuff, but people are usually weird about showing actors things, mm-hmm. So I don't ask because I just...
Some actors don't want to.
Some actors don't want to. It's a whole thing. I just don't get involved in it.
We're gonna run this interview, obviously, after the summer.
Right.
But definitely want to ask about the volume in the room, and besides that, going to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Or are you planning on going, and are you sort of prepared for this whole, like, promoting a certain big film
right.
that comes out in August?
Yeah.
And then having, you're going to be promoting this thing, too.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to Comic-Con. I think I'm going to be there for several days doing different panels and things and several things planned. But I'm really excited. I mean, it's really fun to go out and promote a film that you're really excited about and that you're really proud of. So, yeah, I mean, I have no idea what's going to happen this summer as far as how crazy it's all going to be, but I'm prepared for it all and excited.
You didn't go to Comic-Con for that, for Final Destination or Black Christmas?
I went for Grindhouse, and there was like a little Final Destination thing there as well, so it was kind of a dual thing. But yeah, I'm imagining it's probably going to be crazier this time around.
I don't know if you keep in touch with Edgar, but does he get a kick out of you appearing in the thing?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's a lot of...
I'm just going to interrupt because it's really, they're doing this too much.
Yeah.
Can we move outside?
Yeah,
you've
sure.
You've got enough time.
I have time, yeah.
Just to finish it all. I hate that they... You know.
As they stop doing construction.